Reb Chaim Kanievsky in the Sefer Talmud Akroi talks about Tanakh, so he says in the Nevuah of Yecheskel HaNovi, it says, Oysol layad Hashem v'yanicheni b'soich habiko v'hi meleir atzomos v'avirani aleim soviv soviv v'inei rabois moed al pnei habiko. There was a lot of atzomos yveshes, and they were on the biko, and Yecheskel was a kohen. Yecheskel HaNovi was a kohen, he was the son of Yirmiyah kohen, and Hashem took him in the air, Oysol layad Hashem, and v'avirani aleim soviv soviv was in the air. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, how was it mutar? If they were the Bnei Ephraim, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that they were the Bnei Ephraim that went out of Mitzrayim, so they should be Metamei Be'oil. So he says, because the Gemara says that Kever Shalifnei Adibur is only Metamei Benegiyah, not Be'oil. That's the second posik. So Memele, the Bnei Ephraim, even though they might have been from the Zera of Klal Yisrael, but they were Lifnei Adibur, Lifnei Matam Torah, so they're only Metamei Benegiyah. So he was in the air. Yecheskel Novi was flying in the air on top of those Atzomas. So Memela, we don't say that he was Tomei Boyal. He was only would have been Tomei Benegia. When it says Vayanicheni b'soich habiko, so Reb Chaim Kanievsky says that it's talking that he put him down in a place where he wasn't moving etzem kesaora. Because if you're mesi to etzem kesaora, you move it. That's tumas masi. Now, be'emes ve'avirani aleim soviv soviv could have been around the Beisak forest without being on top of the oil. Boraya. That there's one mandomar in Sanhedrin that they were Yidden, that they were Kofar Baikar, and they were Oved Avod Zorah, the people that they had Shikutsim in the Beis HaMikdash, and Oved Avod Zorah, the Ramah says in Shinayin Beis, in that same sif that we read, that a Mumar Lavod Zorah is Mutame Boel, just like a Yid, because it's still called Bonim, of Lochi Kurim Bonim, that's what the Grob brings there. So Memela, those of the Avodah Zorah, how could Yecheskel be flying in there on top of them? It's Tami Boil. And that was the Shaila that we had a few years ago, that the planes of El Al used to fly over the Beis HaKvoros in Chulon, and they would be Metami Boil. There was all kinds of tricks to do, to go into Dover Shein and Mekabel Tumah, or to try to fly a different route, but that was the Tumas Oil. So how could Yecheskel HaNovi fly on top of the Atzomos of the people from that did Avodah Zorah by Srishon? So you have to say Vevirani Aleim Soviv Soviv, probably without Tumas Oil. So Memele, that could also be a pshat. The Meshech Chochma says in Parshas Bereishis, it says Zocho Nekeva Brom Vayikro Shmom Odom Biyomi Borom. So the Meshech Chochma says Vayikro Shmom Odom, he brings from the Zohar, that the shlemus of the Shem Odom is a shlemus of Zohar v'Nekeva. When there's a shlemus of Zohar v'Nekeva, and probably means because they were Nivra Aguf Echod, Zohar v'Nekeva, then they're called Odom. And it brings the Gemara in Yevamah Samach Gimel, says that whoever, Misha ein le'isho, einoi koli Odom. Odom is the shlemus of the Bria. Shlemus of the Bria is a Zohar v'Nekeva. You see that the animals weren't Nivra, they weren't created Odom, a Zohar v'Nekeva, although they were created the Zohar by itself and the Nekeva by itself, because they don't have that Shlemus of Zohar v'Nekeva, just that the species should be continued. But the Odom is Loi Toyu Bro L'Sheves Yitzorah to the Kavona and the Rotzen of Hashem, that's called the Odom. So he says that the Goyim are not called Odom. Atem Kruim Odom Vein Goyim Kruim Odom. Because by them, they don't have the mitzvah of Piri Yevarivia, and they don't have the kavona to be holding up the world and to bring people into the world that are doing Rotzon Hashem. But before Matan Torah, they were mechuyev in Piri Yevarivia. Rashi says in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tes, the Piri Yevarivia is a mitzvah sheloi nishnis liyisrael, znemro libnei noach v'loi nishnis liyisrael. So the Gemara says that liyisrael nitno v'loi libnei noach. But Rashi says in Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, that till Matan Torah was given to the Goyim, only afterwards it was taken away. And it could be that's a little bit the Kavon of Rov, Ayatar Goyim Omad V'Tiron Lein. And the Gemara says it's only Ke'enu Mitzuveh Voise. But some mitzvahs were taken away, like Piri of Rivia. So he says that with that we could say Pshat and Botosvus, yes, why was Mitzayin Ma'arta, the Machpela, the Ma'arta Davron, Kvorim from Lifnei Dibur, but Elda Atem Kruim Odom, they're not Metame Be'oil. So he says, before Matan Torah, the Goyim were called the Odom. It's even more than Tosfos. Tosfos in Nida just says that there weren't chilukim in Adam before Matan Torah. And the Meshech Chacham is saying that they had the name Adam before Matan Torah. And after Matan Torah was taken away from them, the shame Adam. And I heard once from Shlomo Fisher, he said that in Gog u'Magog it says they'll be cover them, Leman Tyres Oretz. So you see that there will be a kavur of, they'll have Tumas Oil. That's what Tosfos says, they are Mitzayan only on Tumas Oil. So how do they have Tumas Oil? Atem Kruim Adam. So he says that posthumously, that means after they were died, they got the schar from Yefes. Yefes was Mechasen Noach, and he got his schar after Misa. And after Misa, they got back their Shem Adam, which is interesting to say, that they have Adam Dafke after they died. So Memeles, they got back their Shem Adam Nafkemina, that they're Metame Be'oil. So Memele, you needed to be, make a Tzion on the Kvorim Leman Teres Oretz. So if we go lefi that, we could say a remez that the Rosh Yeteves Leman Tyre Es Oretz is Lamed Tes Aleph Hey is Begematria Odom.